Today's daf is Mesechtes Chagiga, daf Beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new Mesechta, the last Mesechta of Seder Moed, Mesechtes Chagiga. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Shlomo, Ben Yibodol Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema for Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sara Bas Yehudis Rechel, Sara Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Elazar Lipa Shalom Ben Fager Rachel, Rafal Kahas Ben Fager, Baruch Ben Rachel, Chaya Malka Bas Bacheva, Pinya Gittel Bas Rachel Shendel, Meira Chava Bas Shoshana, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devorah. So we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new Mesechta, Mesechtes Chagiga, which deals very much with the laws of Yontif. Specifically, the early part of the Mesechta deals with the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. So a little bit of an introduction. The Torah in Parshas Mishpatim says, Shalosh pa'amim bashana, three times a year, all males must appear in the presence of the Adon Hashem. So there are three times a year that a Yid has to appear lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah repeats this commandment again in Parshas Kisisa. Shalosh pame bashana yeroe kol zechurcha es pnei ha'adoin Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Some slight nuances, but the general idea of the pasuk is the same. Three times a year, kol zechurcha, every single male has an obligation to appear in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interestingly, the Torah repeats this mitzvah a third time. This is in Parshas Re'eh, the Parsha of the Mayadim, the Parsha of Kol Abchor, Aser Ta'aser. At the very end, Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeiroe Kol Zechurcha Es Pnei Hashem Aleikecha Bamokim Asher Yivchar B'chag HaMatzos U'v'chag HaShavuos U'v'chag HaSukos V'lo Yeiroe Es Pnei Hashem Reikam. So three times, it says in the Torah, that three times a year, a Yid has to appear in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi in Parshas Kisisa says, Harbe mitzvahs b'Torah nemru v'nichbalu. That even though the Torah repeated this mitzvah seemingly three times, but the truth is that there's a precedent for this. In fact, Rashi's lashon is harbe mitzvahs. There are many mitzvahs in the Torah that not only were repeated, but v'yesh mehem, some of them, shalosh pamim, and even v'arba. And the reason is, it's l'chayev v'la'anosh al minyan lavin shabahem v'al minyan esa shabahem. The reason the Torah would sometimes repeat a mitzvah is because if a person violates something that it says in the Torah, he's going to be punished one day. Schar v'oynish. That's one of the yud gimel animamims. We believe for every mitzvah that we do, we're going to be rewarded. And for every avera that we do, we're going to be punished. If the Torah repeats a mitzvah, or if the Torah repeats an avera, it's to make the point that the schar v'oynish is doubled or tripled, depending on how many times it's mentioned in the Torah. Rashi says it specifically regarding the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, so for sure it applies here, and that is that the Torah mentions three different times that there's a mitzvah shalosh pamim bashana yeira kol schurcha to teach us that this mitzvah is a davar chamor. It doesn't just say it once, it doesn't just say it twice, but this is from the few mitzvahs in the Torah that are actually mentioned three times. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Chagiga, so we're learning Mesechtes Chagiga, this is in the beginning of Hilchas Chagiga, so he brings the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, the short version of what exactly the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is. And the truth is, the Rambam talks about this through the first few prokim in Hilchas Chagiga. We'll just read the first halacha. Shalosh mitzvah saseh nitztavu Yisrael b'chol regal mishloish regal. Every single yid, on every one of the shalosh regalim, had three mitzvahs that he had to observe. The Eluhein, Haru'iyah, number one. The Hachagiga, number two. The Hasimcha, number three. And the Rambam explains, Haru'iyah, Murba Taira, what's the mitzvah of Ri'iyah? Who, Sheyiroe, Panav, Azara, B'yantif, Harishon, Shalchag. The mitzvah is that a person should appear in the Azara on the first day of Yantif. V'yavi imay karben oil, and he should bring a karben oil. Umisha ba Azara, says the Rambam, skipping a little bit behind Rishon, V'loyhevi oil, and he doesn't bring a karben oil, Loydaya, Shalayasa, mitzvah saseh, not only will he violate this mitzvah saseh, Elo Sha'over al mitzvah saseh, he's actually violating a mitzvah. It says in the Torah, Lo Yeiro Panai Reikam. So the Rambam says that the first of the three mitzvahs that every single yid has to be mekayim on Yontif is the mitzvah of Riyah. What's the mitzvah of Riyah? And every word in the Rambam is important. Of course, it's to appear in the Azara, A, be Yontif HaRishon Shel Chag. The Iker mitzvah is to do it on the first day Yontif. So for example, Sukkot is 7 days, which Shmini Atzeres is 8 days. Pesach is 7 days. The mitzvah is to do it on the first day Yontif and to bring a carbon. So that's all included in the mitzvah of Riyah. And then the Rambam says, if somebody would appear and he wouldn't bring a carbon, not only did he not fulfill the mitzvah properly, but in addition to that, he's actually over a loisase, because there's a lav in the Torah for a person to appear in the Azara and to not bring a carbon. Then the Rambam says, v'eni loika lavze, even though if a person would appear in the Azara, he wouldn't bring a carbon, he's over a loisase, but there's no malchus. The reason is sharei lo yasa ma'isa, because at the end of the day, it's a lav she'en by ma'isa. But the first of the three mitzvahs that every single yid has to be mekayim mayantiv is the mitzvah of Riyah. Number two is hachagiga. Says the Rambam, hachagiga amur b'tayru hu sheyakriv shlomim biyomtiv harishon shel chag kisheyovay leheirais. So the mitzvah of chagiga is related to the mitzvah of Riyah. And that states that when a yid on the first day of yantiv is mekayim his mitzvah of Riyah, and he enters the Azara, and he brings the carbon oilah, in addition to that, he should also bring a carbon shlomim. So the mitzvah of chagiga is to bring a carbon shlomim together with the carbon oila that he's bringing when he's being mekayim the mitzvah of Riyah. And finally, hasimcha amur begalim, the third mitzvah, the mitzvah of simcha, hu sheyakriv shlomim yeser al shalmei chagiga. That's a mitzvah that in addition to the oilas Riyah and the shalmei chagiga, he should bring another carbon. The purpose of that carbon is for him to be able to eat from the flesh of the carbon, and by eating from the meat of this carbon, it's going to bring him to a state of simcha, and like this he'll be able to be mekayim his mitzvah of simchas yontif. But then the Rambam goes through all the halachas. The Rambam says, Noshim apater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, Noshim apater from the mitzvah of Chagiga, but Noshim achayiv in the mitzvah of Simcha, Noshim b'mayim esamcham. And the Rambam goes through chapter and verse, halacha after halacha, many of which we're going to learn right now at the beginning of Masechtas Chagiga. But regardless, so when we talk about the mitzvahs of Yontif, and specifically when we talk about the mitzvah of Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeira Kol Zechurcha, so there's three mitzvahs and three ideas that we're juggling. Number one, there's the mitzvah of Riyah. Number two, there's the mitzvah of Chagiga. Number three, there's the mitzvah of Simcha. The mitzvah of Riyah is Kipshutai, appear in the Azara. You have to bring a carbon. There's actually a lav associated with that mitzvah. If a person would show up and not bring the carbon that he's supposed to bring, the carbon Riyah, that carbon Oilo, he'd be over a lois nasev lo yirah panayrekam. The mitzvah of Chagiga is to bring a shlomim when you're Oilo Regel. And the third mitzvah is a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, which is a mitzvah that at the time that there was a Beis HaMikdash, one was Mekayim through bringing a carbon. Now, nowadays, Bizman Hazeh, we don't have the mitzvah to be Oilo Regel. That's obvious. We don't have the mitzvah to bring a Shalmei Chagiga. That's also obvious. What about the mitzvah of Simcha? That's a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam shita is that we have a mitzvah Simcha deiraisa b'zman hazeh. Tosfos shita my katan yudal amud beis is that the mitzvah Simchas Yontif that we have nowadays is only a mitzvah d'rabbanon. But regardless, the beginning of the Masechta is going to deal very much with the very geshmaka topic, the noisei, the sugya of the mitzvah of Aliyah the Regel. So just one more point before we start, and that is, what was the purpose of Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeirah Kol Zechurcha? This is like a serious deal. Like Rashi says, Torah doesn't just say it. Torah says it once and twice and three times. There's even a lav associated with it, an essay, and a lois essay. So clearly we're dealing with something very serious in terms of understanding Yiddishkeit. The mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is a very big deal. We'll see more about this in the raid. But clearly we're dealing with something that's a very, very big deal. So what's it all about? Why is there a mitzvah three times a year, specifically during the Yom Tovim, of Yeirah Kol Zechurcha? So I think, if you ask the man on the street, he would probably say, I don't know, it's related to the Yontif. Pesach is a tremendous Yontif. There's tremendous Hashpois, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have a Leil Seder, we have all the mitzvahs Hayoim, so it makes sense that on such a holy day, a Yid should appear, Lefnei Adin Hashem. Shavuos is man matan Torah seino. We don't go to sleep at night on Shavuos. All we do is learn Torah. B'chol yoyim yu beinecha kichadoshim. And befrat on Shavuos, we're being mekabel Torah from fish all over again. It makes a lot of sense. It's a very opportune time for a person to walk into the Azara and to be in the presence of the Shechina. And Sukkos, Zeichel Anan Yaakov, all the Sukkos raid. So Pasha, you would think that the reason there's a mitzvah of Shalosh Regalim has something for sure to do with the Shalosh Regalim. It has something to do with the Yom Tovim. And the truth is, in Pnimiyas HaTorah, and if you're Ma'ayin in the Svarim HaKadoshim, there's no question that there's a connection. Stating that, that's not the Pashup Shah. And if you look in the Ramban, and you look in the Sfarnum, and you look at Rabbeinu Bechai, just to name three Rishonim, all of them in Parshas Mishpatim, the first time that the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rego, when they explain the mitzvah, they say it has nothing to do with the Yontif, but rather it's related to something completely different. And that is, the three Yomim Tovim, and the three seasons in which the three Yomim Tovim fall out, are very much related to the three significant milestones in the agricultural season. Now, today, most Jews do not earn a living through farming and through agriculture. But once upon a time, that was not the case. And when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, the way they were going to earn a living was by having fields, Naphtali al-Meroi Mesada, and everyone was going to have their own different way and crops that they were going to grow, and through a barter economy, that's the way that everybody was going to survive. So really, the food that grew, that was the sustenance of the Jew. As a result, the Torah says that during the three important seasons in the agricultural fiscal year, a Yid has to go up to the Beis HaMikdash and he has to give Shvach V'Hoidah. So the first time we go is Pesach. You know why? Because Pesach is in Chodesh Nisan, which the Torah refers to as the Chodesh Aviv. And it's during the Chodesh Aviv, that's when everything starts growing. A Yid has to go to the Beis HaMikdash and say, thank you Hashem, I appreciate that you gave me Parnasa. And then again, Shavuos time. Shavuos is Chagakotzer. That's the time when the farmer would harvest. That's the time when we go out to the field, things had grown enough to the point where he can start cutting, and at that point, again, he has an obligation to go to the Makom HaMikdash and to give Shvach V'Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch. And then finally, Sukkos, which is the Chaga Asif. That's the time that he actually gathered all the Tfu and he brought it into his house. He would have to do it again. So says the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bechaya and the Sefurna that the reason there's a mitzvah to be Oilu Regal during these three times has less to do with Pesach and Zman Matan Torah and Zechala Anani Yaakovit, it's more balabatish. It's related simply to the fact that this is the time that the Yid gets Parnasa. These are very, very important times, and as a result, during each one of these seasons, you walk into the Beis HaMikdash and you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I acknowledge from where all my Shefa comes from. I understand where the Parnasa comes from, and I'm coming to be Makir Toiv, I'm coming to give a Yashar Koyach. And just like that's the, you know, Bikurim, and we find other mitzvahs that are related very much to HaKaras HaToiv, specifically of Parnasa, that's exactly what the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel is. So the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel is very much related to the idea of Parnasa. The Ramban says that that's why every time it says in the Torah the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel, it says Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeirah Kol Zechurcha El Pnei Ha'Adoin Hashem. The Torah refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Adoin, the Master. Why the Adoin? So says the Ramban, Shehu Ha'Adoin HaMefarnes La'olam La'avodav. An Adoin means master. It suggests that the people underneath him are his minions. They're his quote-unquote avodim. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the boss, and we are his employees. We work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And any parnasa that we get is really not coming through self-employment, even if you are self-employed. But rather, this is a check that you're getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's being that the whole idea of Sholish Regalim is to be makir, to acknowledge the fact that Parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Zokti Ramban, that's why the Torah always refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the context of the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel as the Adoin Hashem. And then the Ramban says something, B'lashoni Yazov. See, he says, so what's this inyan? So you just received your Aviv, or the Kotzer, or the Asif. So now you have to come and you have to be Makir Toiv, for sure, for sure. But the Ramban adds one line. He says, "Ubenotlam pras milfanov," that at this time that you just received something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you avoyu elav, you go back to Hashem, to what? Give a yashakayach? No. Lirois mayitzavim. You're coming to the Eibishter, you're saying, Eibishter, I appreciate it so much, what else could I do for you? I'd like to do more. And the truth is, the Sfarim say that that's the real barometer, that's the real medida for HaKaras HaToiv. HaKaras HaToiv is not just Shkoyach. HaKaras HaToiv is thank you very much, I appreciate so much, what can I do for you now? What can I extend to you based on the fact that what you just gave me? So the idea is to express HaKaras HaToiv, the inyan of Sholish Regalim and the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is less about the inyanim of Pesach, of Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's less related to Zman Matan Tereseinu, all the Shpois that come down on Shavuos. It has nothing to do with all the Groiskeit and the Derhoibenkeit of the Anani HaKavit. It's partially related to the fact that the Jews were farmers. This
was a significant time in their little economy, and as a result, and that's why we go to the Adon. And what's the idea? Give Akaras HaToiv, but to give Akaras HaToiv the way a Yid does. What does a Yid say? Either way, with that short hakdama, we'll get back to it at the end of the daf. We begin a very, very geshmaki masechta with a very geshmaki daf base. Zok tehila gemishna. Hakol chayovim b'riya. Everyone is chayiv in the mitzvah of riya. So what does riya mean? There's a short Rashi and a long Tosfos. We'll read the short Rashi. Says Rashi, hakol chayovim b'riya b'mitzvas riyas kol zochorcha. The mitzvah of riyas kol zochorcha. Shetzrichim leisroiz ba'azor b'rega. A Yid has a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, which means he has to appear in the Azara on Yontif. Hakol Chayavim Beriyah. And then the Mishnah gives a whole bunch of exceptions to the rule. Chutz, with the exception of a Cheresh Shoyt V'Katam. Additionally, V'Tumtim V'Adroigenes. So what's a Tumtim V'Adroigenes? Tumtim V'Adroigenes are both people that are Safik Zachar, Safik Nekeva. However, they're very, very different. A Tumtim is someone that's either a Zachar or a Nekeva. We just don't know. Meaning there's Basar that's covering the area that would allow us to determine whether this person is a Zachar or is a Nekeva. An Adroigenes is someone that halachically we're unsure of, because an Adroigenes is someone that has simonim of a Zachar and simonim of a Nekeva. V'Nashim, says the Mishnah, are also pater from Aliyah L'Regel. Why? That's easy. It says in the Torah, Shalish Pamim Bashana, Yeira'e Kol Zachorcha. Obviously, we're talking to Zacharim, V'Avadim, and Evid Knani. She'ina mishuchrarim, that have not been freed yet. We'll see what that means. But an Eved Kanani is potter from Riyah for the same reason that an Isha is potter from Riyah. Why? Because an Eved Kanani is chayiv in any mitzvah that a woman is chayiv in, and he's potter from any mitzvah that a woman's potter from. Hachiger, someone that can't walk. Vahasuma, someone that can't see. Vahachayla, someone that's just not well. Vahazogin, or someone that's old. Misha'ina yachalalis baraglov, or anybody else that isn't able to walk on his own 2 feet. These people are all going to be potter in Riyah. So the Mishnah starts off, Hakol Chayav. And then we have 5 lines of exceptions to the rule of different examples and subcategories of people that are patim in Ariyah. Zok the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that a katan is patim in Ariyah. Now it's mashma that a katan is patim from Ariyah, not only midai raisa, but even midai rabban. Now let's just unpack this for a second. The fact that a katan is patim in Ariyah midai raisa, that's easy. A katan is patim from all mitzvahs. He's patim from every mitzvah in the Torah. Why would you think the mitzvah of Ariyah is different? But the Gemara is the Mishnah is being medayik. That sounds a little bit like a katan's even pater midrabanan. Now that's already a little bit of a chiddush, because even if you're going to tell me the katan himself doesn't have an obligation, but shouldn't the katan's father have an obligation to be mechanech the katan? And by saying akol chayavim b'riyah chutz micharishayt of a katan, it sounds like we're saying that the katan doesn't have a mitzvah of riyah midei raisa. He also doesn't have a mitzvah of riyah midraban. So it says the Mishnah izo katan. What's the definition of a katan that not only doesn't he have a mitzvah dei raisa, he also doesn't have a mitzvah derabbanan? So the Mishnah says this is a cotton that's not able to even make it up to Yerushalayim on his father's shoulders. But if he would be able to make it up to Yerushalayim, al ksef of shalaviv, v'laiz b'shamay l'harabayis, that would be enough for him to be chayiv in Riyah d'vei b'shamay. So according to b'shamay, the only time a cotton is going to be potter from Riyah is if he's so young that his father can't even take him, he can't even schlep him, al ksef of, up to the harabayis. But if his father would be able to take him, al ksef of, he'd be chayiv. Yisul and Yisul says, no, that's way too young. Kol she'ina yochel echiz b'yadeh shalaviv, v'laiz b'shalayim l'harabayis. That the only time Katan is going to be chayv in chinuch is if he's able to walk together with his father. But if he's so young that he can't walk together with his father, that's when he's going to be potish. And Emma, how do you know that? Because it says shalosh regalim. And what does regalim sound like? The only time you're chayiv is if you're able to walk. But if not, you're not able to walk, you're not going to be chayiv. And by the way, if you think about the svara, it makes a lot of sense. Because what's the mitzvah of chinuch? Chanoich lenar al pi darkei. He's supposed to be mechanech a child. Gam ki yaskin lo yasim yaris. Like this, when he's older, if he finds himself in the same situation, he'll know to do the right thing. If he was trained as a child to do mitzvahs, like this, when he's older, he's going to know to do mitzvahs as well. Now, if an adult is not able to walk, he's potter from the mitzvah of Riyah. So a child that's not able to walk shouldn't be any better than an adult that's not able to walk. If this child is going to be older and he's going to find himself in the same situation where he's not able to walk, he'll be potter from Riyah then as well. So Zok Beisilol, being that it says Shalish Regalim, and really that's the Svara, that you shouldn't be Chayv in Riyah unless you're able to walk. So therefore, even if the Katan is old enough that the father can schlep him, but if he can't walk by himself holding his father's hand, the Halach is he's going to be potter from Riyah. Zok the Mishnah.
Beishamai says, Ha-ri'iyah, the carbon ri'iyah, the carbon oila that Yid had to bring when he was oila regal, shtei kasef, had to be worth at least two kasef, ha-chagiga, and the shalmei chagiga that the person had to bring, ma kasef, only had to be worth a ma, meaning the oila was supposed to be worth more money than the chagiga, or, said differently, the minimum amount that one would have to pay for the oila would have to be more than the minimum for the chagiga. Beisul says, Hariya ma kesef, the riyah was only a ma kesef, for chagiga shnei kesef, just the opposite. According to Beisul, the minimum amount for the oila is less than the minimum amount for the chagiga. So before we start the Gemara, just one ha'ara as it relates to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, Hakol chayavim b'riyah, chutz, micheresh, shoita. And then the Mishnah said katan. A katan is pata from Riyah. And the Mishnah itself was medayik, that it sounds like we're saying, that a katan is pata from Riyah midday raisa, which is pashit, but also that a katan is pata from Riyah midday rabbanan, which is not so pashit. And the reason that's not so pashit is because there's a mitzvah of chinuch. And ordinarily, even though katan doesn't have any obligation to do mitzvahs day raisa, but his father has a mitzvah to be mechanech the katan. So the Mishnah said, Ezel katan, what's the katan of the Mishnah? That not only is patim midday raisa, but doesn't even have a mitzvah chinuch, there's even patim midday rabbana. And that we had a machloikis between Beishamah and Beisol. So two things. Number one, Rashi says, Dibur amascho, Ezehu katan. Quote, Avo mikan ve'elach, once the katan gets older, according to Beishamah, he's old enough that he can go up to the Harabayis on his father's shoulders. According to Beisilo, he's older than that. He's old enough that he could hold his father's hand and go up to the Harabayis. So says Rashi, Mikan ve'elach, afal pisha inichai minat Torah, even though there's no chiyav midai raisa for this cotton to be oil regal, but he tilu chachamim al ovi va'al imay l'chan chay b'mitzvahs. But at the same time, the chachamim were matal on the father and the mother, to be mechanech this child b'mitzvahs. In other words, Rashi's explaining the Mishnah the way we explain the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is saying that you're potter not only midday rais and even midday rabbanan, but only up until a certain age. But once you come to a certain age, then even though you're not going to be chayim midday raisa, but at the same time you are going to be chayim midday rabbanan. Now if you look carefully at Rashi, Rashi says that once the cotton reaches a certain age, he tilu chachamim al oviv ve'al imoy lechanche b'mitzvahs. Then not only does the father have a mitzvah to be mechanech, but if there's no father, or maybe even if there is a father, the mother would have a chiyuv to be mechanech as well. And the truth is that this Rashi is a very important maramakim, because there's a discussion in the Rishonim whether the mitzvah of chinuch is only the father's mitzvah, or whether the mitzvah of chinuch is the mother's mitzvah as well. This is something we've spoken about in the past. Two maramakimis, just right off the bat, is the Tosfos Yeshanim in Masechtas Yuma Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, and Reb Kiva Eger in Gilyon Hashas in Masechtas Sukkah Daf Beis Amud Beis. So this is a major discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim, whether or not the mother has a mitzvah of chinuch, or maybe the mitzvah of chinuch is exclusive to the father. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, so that laws of chinuch are mentioned in Hilchas Shabbos from all places. It's in Hilchas Shabbos, it's in Simen Shin Mem Gimel. So the Mechaber over there says, katan oichel neveilos, ein bezem mitzvah lafrishoy. That if a katan is oichel neveilos, a katan is eating something that he's not allowed to eat, bezem doesn't have an obligation to stop him from eating. Aval aviv, mitzvah ligar bay lafrishoy. But his father does. Why? Because the father has a mitzvah of chinuch. Beis Din doesn't have a mitzvah of chinuch. So the Mishnah Brura, and it's Siv Katan Beis, says, V'yesh me'achroinim she'soivrim, the mitzvah's chinuch mutol gal al ho'ein. What's the Mishnah Brura saying? Because the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, Avol aviv mitzvah ligarbay. It sounds like it's only the father's chiyuv. It's not the mother's chiyuv. So says the Mishnah Brura that even though the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is very mashma, that the mitzvah of chinuch is only the father's mitzvah, the mitzvah of chinuch is not the mother's mitzvah, stating that, V'yesh me'achroinim she'soivrim, the mitzvah's chinuch mutol gam alein. But either way, this Rashi tucked away right in the beginning of the Masechta is an important Rashi in the Sugi of chinuch, because Rashi says clearly that the mitzvah of chinuch is not only a mitzvah of the father, it's a mitzvah of the mother. Second, as it relates to the chinuch portion of the Mishnah, is we have a machlokes b'sham and b'sil, what the shir of chinuch is. Is the shir of chinuch once the child is old enough that he can go to Yerushalayim on his father's shoulders, or does he have to be old enough that he would be able to go to Yerushalayim holding his father's hand? According to b'shamai, the mitzvah of chinuch is as long as the child is old enough that he can go up to Yerushalayim
on his father's shoulders. And if you think about it, it's a very, very big chiddush, because this is obviously a little baby, right? This baby can't even walk yet. And still there's a mitzvah of chinuch. Chinuch, usually you think of chanoich lenar al pidarkoi. Be mechanuch the child. So like this, it'll have an impact on the child when the child is older. You're going to take a child when the child is so young, the child can't even walk, and somehow that's going to have an effect on the child for when he gets older. And the truth is, even in Beis Hillel, it's a little bit of a chiddush. Beis Hillel says once the child's able to walk, that's also a very, very young age. Younger than what you usually think of when you think of the age of chinuch. But at the same time, Beis Shammai is zichra chiddush. Beis Shammai says you're dealing with a little baby. So I saw in the Megadim Chadashim for W.I. Weiss, he has a beautiful tzushtel. He tells Sue that the Mishnah says in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chof Ches Amar Aleph. The Mishnah over there is discussing a katan. At what point his father has an obligation to be mechanachim in the mitzvah of Sukkah. And the Mishnah says like this, Noshim v'avodim v'ktanim p'turim in ha-sukkah. Katan she'eino tzarech le'imoy, a katan that doesn't need his mother anymore, chayev b'sukkah. And then the Mishnah tells a story. Maisa, there was a story, v'yolda kalasa shel Shammai HaZaken. Shammai HaZaken's daughter-in-law had a baby. U'piche says ha-mazeva, and there was a little baby in the house. So Shammai HaZaken took the mazeva, he removed some of the roof, and he put schach on top of where the baby was lying in the crib, b'shvil katan, so like this, the katan will be sleeping in a sukkah. Shammai HaZaken held that a baby inside the crib has a chiyuv chinuch. So said Rav David Yoel Weiss, haflav afela. Yesh loy mashitas be Shammai in the Mishnah Chagiga da Beis Amid Aleph. He's going b'shitas Shammai, who was the patriarch of Beis Shammai, in a Mishnah in Sukkah Dav Chav Chesam Ad Aleph. And just like Shammai HaZaken held that a baby has a mitzvah chinuch regarding the mitzvah of Sukkah, so too, the same shita, Beis Shammai held as relates to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, that a baby that's old enough, at the very least, can make it up to Yisrael. The baby can make it to Yerushalayim, it's not negev. But if you can make it to Yerushalayim, even if it's al ksef of Shalaviv, even if the cotton can't walk, he's not even doing the mitzvah, it doesn't matter. But at the same time, Shammai's shita clearly, as it relates to chinuch, was fundamentally different than the shita of Beis Hillel, beautiful tzushtel. Shita's Shammai in the Mishnah Sukkah Chav Ches Amar Aleph, and Shita's Beis Shammai in the Mishnah in Masechtes Chagiga Daf Beis Amar Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. So the Mishnah began Hakol Chayavim Beriyah. Everyone's Chayavim Riyah, and then we had like 12 exceptions to the rule. But at least the opening line was Hakol Chayavim Beriyah, and we know the rule. Wherever the Mishnah says Hakol, it's always coming to be marba something. So the Gemara asks the question, Hakul asu yemai, Hakul chayavim beriyah is coming to be marba something. What is it coming to be marba? Meaning it sounds like there's someone that you would have thought maybe would be potter from the mitzvah of riyah, but because the Tana Mishnah used the word hakul in that subtle way, the Tana of the Mishnah is saying that don't think that person's potter min riyah, but really that person's going to be chayav in riyah. So what exactly is hakul coming to be marba? So the Gemara says, lasu yemisha chetzio yeved, vechetzio ben chayrim. It's coming to be marba someone that's not an Eved Kanani, he's also not a Ben Chayim. What is he? He's a Chetzioi Eved, he's a Chetzi Ben Chayim. So number one, how does a person become a Chetzioi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chayim? Either you're an Eved, you're a Ben Chayim. So the case is simple. Cases where someone was an Eved Kanani, but he belonged to two partners. So two Shutfin went to the Shuk, together they purchased this Eved. One of the Shutfin was Meshachar the Eved, and the other Shutfin wasn't Meshachar the Eved. The one that was Meshachar made him a Chetzi Ben Chayim. The one that was not Meshachar made him continue to be a chatzi yevet. That's a yevet chatzi yevet chatzi min chayrin. So says the Gemara that I would have thought that a chatzi yevet chatzi min chayrin is potem in ariyah. Why would you have thought that? An evet she'inu meshuchar, an evet kanani is potem in ariyah. So you would have thought a chatzi yevet chatzi min chayrin is also potem in ariyah. Hakol chayavim beriyah, lasu yemai, lasu that a chatzi yevet chatzi min chayrin is really chayiv in ariyah. But the Gemara says, the Ravina, don't mishatz chatzi yevet chatzi min chayrin potem in ariyah. Ravina, who holds that a chatzi eved and a chatzi ben chayrin is really potem in ariyah. So we're going to see shitas Ravina and Aftal and Amar Aleph. But for now, the shita of Ravina is that a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin is potem in ariyah. And by the way, Ravina's mekar, this will be important later in the Gemara, is the Mishnah itself. Because the Mishnah said, Hakol chayavim beriyah, chutz micher shayt v'katan, tumtum adroiginis, v'noshim v'avodim she'ina meshuchrarin. And Ravina learned, avodim she'ina meshuchrarin means, eina meshuchrarin klal. But as long as, meaning they're not meshuchr, period. But if they're a little bit meshuchr, then the halacha is then they're going to be potter. So according to Ravina, that holds Misha Chetzi Evel Chetzi Ben Chayrin is potter Ari, and he learns it from that line in the Mishnah of Avonim Shein a Mishul Chorin Klal. Sakul Asu Yemaisa. Clearly, Hakul is not coming to be married by Chetzi Evel Chetzi Ben Chayrin, because Ravina holds a Chetzi Evel Chetzi Ben Chayrin is potter. At the end of the day, he's not Mishulcher. So if that's the case, Frank the Gemara Hakul Asu Yemai. So the Gemara Asu Yechiger Biyom Rishon and Espash Biyom Shein. Maybe it's coming to be married by somebody else. What would be if somebody was a Chiger on the first day of Yontif, meaning he was Patim in Aria, and then he had a refuah, he was healed, so that on the second day of Yontif, the third day of Yontif, he's not a Chigar anymore. Is this person Chayiv in Ria, or is he Patim in Ria? You could have argued he should be Patim in Aria. Hakol Chayiv in Ria, Lasuye, this person, that the halacha is, he's going to be Chayiv in Ria, meaning, even though B'yoyim Rishon, he was Patim in Aria, but at the same time, being that now he's Chayiv, so now you're going to have to go and be Euler Regal. But the Gemara says, honey, that's only good. That's good according to the Mandama that holds that every single day, the obligation of Re'iyah is a separate obligation. Meaning, in a perfect world, a person would be Euler Regal on the first day Yontif. What happens if a person wasn't Euler Regal on the first day Yontif? So you have the whole Yontif to be Euler Regal. But there was a big Chakira amongst the Amoraim. What the nature of Aliyah Regal on days 2 through 7 or days through 2 through 8 would be. Is the gether of that Aliyah L'Regel, it's like a tashlumen for day one? Or no, every day is its own mechayev for a person to be Aliyah L'Regel. So the Gemara says, ganz good, according to the Mandam that holds, kulan tashlumen l'zeh l'zeh. Each day is its own mechayev. So if each day is his own mechayev, if someone was a chiger on the first day, he was potter, fine. Now second day is a new mechayev. Third day is a new mechayev. If he's nispashe during those one of those other days, now he should have a chiv. El mandam kulan tashlumen l'rishon. But according to the Mandam that says that really there's one chiv of Aliyah L'Regel, that's day one. If a person misses day one, the reason he goes afterwards is because there's a din tashlumen. Right? What's the example of tashlumen? Someone didn't daven. Okay, so you didn't daven minchi, you daven two myrus. But the point is, it's not pshat that you're chayiv two myrus, I'm a chayiv to daven myrus, and now I'm making up for what I lost out. If the nature of days 2 through 7 are tashlumen the rishon, then if somebody was potter from day one, if you're potter from the ikur chayiv, it's obvious that you're going to be potter from the tashlumen itself. So the Gemara says, you want to tell me that hakol asuye chat of someone that was a chayiv b'yom rishon, and then he was nespashet, that's all good if you hold kulon tashlumen the zelos, then I agree with the halacha. But if it's tashlumen the rishon, why should that person be chayiv? If you're potter from the ikur chayiv, then you should be potter from the tashlumen as well. So the Gemara says, I hear lasuye, but maybe you can say it's coming to be marba suma me'achas me'enab. The Mishnah said that a suma is potter from Aliyah L'Regel. What if somebody is a suma, he's blind, but only me'achas me'enab, in one eye? Is he chayiv in Re'iyah, or is he not chayiv in Re'iyah? Oh, so the Mishnah, hakol chayiv in Re'iyah, the rabbi said a suma be'achas me'enab is going to be chayif in real. And Zok the Gemara, if that's the case, it's the loiki aitan, it's not like the following time. Tanya will learn to the Brisa. Yoichon Mendavo, Yoichon Mendavo, Yisemishum Rabbi Huda, the name Rabbi Huda. Suma Bachas Me'ed, if someone's a Suma Bachas Me'ed, a Pataman Ariel, he's potted from the mitzvah of Ria. Shenem, because the Pasuk says, Shalish Pamim Bashana Yeroe, Kol Zuchorcha. And we learn from here that Yeroe, Yire, Kederach Shabal Lirois, Kachbali Rois. That a person is supposed to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same way that he's seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amal liris b'shtei einav, just like a person is seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with two eyes, aflei rois b'shtei einav, so too when a person sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's only if he's able to see out of both of his eyes. So what does this mean? It says in the Torah, shalish pamim bashana yeirah kol zchorcha. And really, the simple reading of yeirah means 3 times a year, a person should be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, the Pashim Shad and the Pasuk is not to see, but it's to be seen. But at the same time, the word Yeirah certainly looks like, if there were no Nekudas, how would you read it? You would say Yira, because we have Nekudas, so we know it's Yeirah. So this is a classic example of where you have a Kri and a Ksiv. The Ksiv is Yira, but the Kri, the way you're supposed to pronounce it, is Yeirah. Now, Yeirah means be seen, Yira means to see. And we learn from here that they're both true. Yeishem Lemikra and Yeishem Lemesiris. Yeishem Lemikra, Yeirah calls Chorcha, be seen. Yeishem Lemesiris, Yira calls Chorcha, you should see. But then we're Makish, Lirois and Lirois. Just like a Kodesh Baruch who sees perfectly, so too, you are only chayiv and re'iyah if you see perfectly. But someone that's assuming be'achas me'enav, Rabbi Yehuda holds, is going to be potter. Regardless, says the Gemara, if hakol chayiv and be'riyah is lasuye, assuma be'achas me'enav, it's obviously the like of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda held that assuma
ba'achas me'enav is going to be patim in ariyah. Incidentally, Rabbi Yehuda's shita in Shas is that asumas patim in amitzvahs. Just like a cheresh oit v'katan are patim in amitzvahs, Rabbi Yehuda holds that asumas also patim in amitzvahs. This is different. This is asuma ba'achas me'enav, which even Rabbi Yehuda acknowledges as chayiv in mitzvahs, but as relates to the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, asuma ba'achas me'enav. Again, Rabbi Yehuda is very meikel when it comes to asuma. He holds he's going to be patim. So again, let's just recap. Hakol chayav and beriyah. Hakol asuyeh something, right? So the Gemara says, what's it coming to be marbo? And the Gemara had three suggestions, but really all three of the suggestions were not perfect. The first suggestion was, it's coming to be marbo chetzi yevet chetzi min chayrim. Gemara says, that's great. It just doesn't work according to Ravina. Ravina holds a chetzi yevet chetzi min chayrim is potter from being oil regal. Then the Gemara said, maybe it's coming to be marbo a chiger b'yom rishayin, then espashit b'yom sheni. Someone was potter on day one, but then something happened on yontif. Now all of a sudden he's able to go. He was a chiger on the first day. He was nispashit. Hakol chayovim. It's coming to be marbe that this person's chayiv. Mar says that's all good if you hold that the next day is a tashlum and zelazet. But if you hold it's tashlum and the rishon, it's not going to work. And there are those that hold tashlum and the rishon. So again, it's a nice teretz, but it doesn't work according to everybody. Then Mar says, okay, maybe it's coming to be marbe suma ba'achas meyeno. That's also a very nice teretz, but doesn't work according to Yoichan Amed Da'avoy in the name of Rabbi Huda that said, Kederach Shabalirois Kach Balirois, that a Summa Ba'achas Me'enov is also going to be Potter. So, three possibilities, and it's fine. But at the same time, none of the possibilities work across the board. Every single one has an asterisk. For each one of the three terutzim that the Gemara gave, you have to read the fine print. There's a hanicha attached to it because none of the three terutzim that the Gemara gave works according to everybody. So the Gemara is not so happy with that. So the Gemara says, "V'iba yisema." Alternatively, I'll give you an option that maybe could work according to all shittas, and that is la'olam kedami meikar. Let's go back to the first pshat. Hakol asuyei. What was the Gemara's immediate reaction? Oh, chetzi eved, chetzi ben chayrin. He's not a ben chayrin, he's not an eved. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is coming to say is included. What was the kasha? Ravina. Ravina holds that a chetzi eved, chetzi ben chayrin is potter. Now, how did Ravina know that a chetzi eved, chetzi ben chayrin is potter? So again, we didn't really learn the Gemara yet, but it's learned from the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Va'avadim she'ino mishuchrarim, and it's from there the Ravina knows that a chetzi yevet chetzi ben chayrin is potter. So the Gemara says like this, Lo'ilom, the Mishnah is coming to be marba chetzi yevet chetzi ben chayrin. Udekakasha l'chahad Ravina. Yet, a kasha doesn't stem with Ravina. No, it stems with Ravina too. Because like kasha, kan the Mishnah rishayna, kan the Mishnah achrayna. Our Mishnah that says hakol chayovim beriyah, and our Mishnah that says Avadim She'ena Mishuchrarin Apater, we're talking about two different tkufos in history. Our Mishnah that says Hakol Chayav and Beriya that Chatziyav and Chatzim and Chayin is Chay. And our Mishnah that says Avadim She'ena Mishuchrarin, which Ravina was Medayik, means Chatziyav and Chatzim and Chayin is Potter, two different tkufos. And there was a tkufo where Chatziyav and Chatzim and Chayin was Chayiv. That's the Hakol Asuye Chatziyav and Chatzim and Chayin. And there was a tkufa that a chatzi yevet chatzi ben chayrin was potter, and that's why Ravina said that from the Mishnah you see chatzi yevet chatzi ben chayrin is potter. So what were these two tkufas? What happened in Jewish history that would have triggered a shift in such a abstract halacha regarding whether a chatzi yevet chatzi ben chayrin is chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah or is not chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah? So the Gemara says that Tanan, it's a Mishnah. Misha chatzi yevet chatzi ben chayrin. Someone that's a chatzi yevet chatzi ben chayrin. This is in the conversation of the most famous Mishnah in Shas. So there was someone that was a chatzi yevet chatzi ben chayrin. So what do we do with him? Oyvid this Rabbi Yemechad. That's Atzma Yemechad. Rabbi Beisul says, what's the big deal? It's very simple. He owns himself lechatzayim, and somebody else owns him lechatzayim. So half of him is a free man, half of him is an eved. He'll work for himself one day, that's the chatzi ben chayim, and he'll work for his master the other day, that's the chatzi eved. So the Gemara says, "Amar l'Bishami, Bishami told Beisil, tikantem es rabbi, that's atzmi lo tikantem." It's very nice what you did. Maybe you were able to figure out all the financial stuff, but the person himself is going to be a little bit of a mess. Why? Because lisa shivchei niyachol. This person can't marry a shivcha. Why not? Because he's a chatzi ben chayrin. A ben chayrin can't marry a shivcha knanis. Bas chayrin ain't a yachal. He also can't marry bas chayrin. Because the bas chayrin won't be able to marry him because he's a chatzi yevet. Liftol, should he not get married? That's not an option. Because v'aloi nivra oilam elu periv eriv. The world was created for periv eriv. Shenev aloi sover alo shavis yisara. Yishayah Novi said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for it to be populated. So what's this person supposed to do? So Vishami told Beisil, it's very nice you worked out all the money. But what's this person supposed to do? He can't get married. He's a chatzi ben chayrin. He can't marry a shivcha. He's a chatzi
Eved, a bas chayrin can marry him. Not to get married. Loi sovara. The shevis yitzar elam b'nei tikkun ha'olam. Because of tikkun ha'olam, kaifin as rabbi, v'oysa oysa ben chayrin. We force the master to write him or get shichur. V'koysin v'lei shtara chatzi dama. Either way, says the Gemara. Beishamai told Beisilu. Beisilu, I understand you worked out the money, but you didn't figure out how to help this person. V'chazur Beisilu heard this. Beishamai. And Beisilu heard this. They came around and they were masking to what Beishamai said. They said, Beishamai, you're right. I agree with you. We're going to force the Adon to go ahead and free this person. So Zok the Gemara. This that Ravina said, that a Chatzi Yevet and a Chatzi Ben Chayrin is Potem in Ariya, that was before Beisil came around to Beisham. That's when Beisil was of the opinion that a Chatzi Yevet, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, that Bleiben a Chatzi Yevet, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Or at the very least, we're not forcing anyone to change that. So right now, this person is a Chatzi Yevet. As far as we know, in the foreseeable future, he's going to remain a Chatzi Yevet. So if that's the case, we treat him like an Evet. He's an Evet that's not Meshuchar Legamri, and it's for that reason he's going to be Potem from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. When the Mishnah said, Hakol Chayovim Beriya, that line of the Mishnah was actually written later. That was after Chazur Beisil Lahiris Kedivri Beishamai. And once Beisil came around to Pasuk like Beishamai, at that point everything changed. At that point, now the halacha was that a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Chayrin, we do force the Adoin. If we force the Adoin, even though right now this person's a Chatzi Eved, but as far as we know, he's soon going to be freed. And as soon as he's going to be freed, he's going to be a Chatzi Ben Chayri, he's going to be a total Ben Chayrin. And a total Ben Chayrin is Chayvin Riyah. And that's why Hakol Chayavim Lasuye. So the first line of the Mishnah, and really the second line of the Mishnah, were not written at the same time. And this Mishnah that we have is a compilation of two different Mishnayas that were written in different times of history. One was written before Beisil came around. The other was written after Beisil came around. And that's the answer to the Kasha. So again, long-winded answer to a very short question. Hakol Chayavim Beriyah. Hakol Lasuye Mai. When the Teretz is, Hakol is coming to be Marba, a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Chayrin, the infamous Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Ben Chayrin, that this person is going to be Chayv and Riyah. Now, if you look, there's a lot of Tosfos in Daf Beis Amud Beis, and all these Tosfos are classic, and these are rive of them we've spoken about in the past, and we have raid bites and related raid bites, Mechagig Daf Beis is Hafachba Vafachba the Kulabat. But just to mention one Dvar Agada, can't mention nothing. So one Dvar Agada, as it relates to this Gemara, it's something we've mentioned once in the past, but I believe it bears repeating, and that is, the Chassidim tell us story that there was once an Almana who had a very large family who lived in Shinov, and the Rebbe at the time in Shinov was the Shinov Aruv, was the Heilige Divrei Yecheskel, the Divrei Chaim's son, and this woman had a landlord, and the landlord was pressuring the woman to pay rent and kasef minala. She just didn't have any money, and as a result she couldn't pay the rent, and at some point he started threatening her, and he said, listen, I'm choking, I can't be busy with this anymore. He set a date that by this date you don't pay the rent, I'm going to have no choice, but I'm going to have to evict you from the apartment. Either way, the day came. She didn't have the money, and he forced this Almana and her large family to leave the apartment. Now, this woman didn't know what to do, so she went to the Rebbe, and she started crying. And she cried, what am I supposed to do? My husband is not alive. I have no parnas, I have no income. I understand, but I can't help it. What should I do? What am I supposed to do with my family? So the Rebbe said to the Gabbai, go call this landlord, I want to speak to him. So the landlord walks in, and the Rebbe looks at him, and he tells him, like, what are you doing? An Almana with Yesoimim? You know what the Torah says about this? How do you throw a family like this out into the streets? So he looked at the Rebbe, and he told the Rebbe, I understand, but like, what am I supposed to do? What do you mean, what are you supposed to do? It's an Almana and Yesoimim. So then he told the Rebbe something very reasonable. He says, I understand, I hear. I'm masking 100%. He said, but at the same time, why is it my achrayus right now to take sole responsibility to support this Amman and Yisayman? I understand this is something that's a very, very big deal, but it's not my obligation. Punk, she happens to be in my apartment. This should be the responsibility of the Kehila. So let the Rebbe go and raise money, and let's see. I'll be mishtatav also. I'll discount the rent a little bit, but I have to take on my places this achrayus. Just because she was in my apartment, that suddenly becomes my chiv. I'll do pro rata with everybody else. I'll do a little more. But why is this my responsibility? So the Rebbe turned to this yin and he told him. He says, you know, there's a Mishnah that says, Mishaya chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayrin. And there was machlokes b'sham b'sil, how do you deal with this person? B'sil said, it's not a big deal. Let him work for himself one day and let him work for his master the other day. And like this, you could work it out. B'sham told b'sil, tikantem es rabbi besatzmi like tikantem. You worked out the money part, but what about this person? He can't marry a shifka, can't marry bas chayim. Not to get married, that's also not an option. So what are you supposed to do? The kaifen es rabbi for oisa oisa ben chayim. What we do is we force the master and we tell him he has to free this slave. So the Rebbe turned to this landlord and he told him, Rebbe, I want to ask you a question. Did it ever strike you? Why is it that we force this person to go ahead and to free a slave? Was is that shuldig? They should have made a parlor meeting. They should have raised money. They should have said that to free this slave is going to cost X amount of thousands of dollars. We're going to make you whole for 95% of it, and you'll incur pro rata what everybody else is incurring. Why is it his achrayus to go ahead and free this person? To free a slave came at a significant financial cost. Mehecha teisi, this was something he was supposed to do. So the Rebbe said the reason is because the Eibishter, when he wants a person to do a mitzvah, when there's a mitzvah that's meant for an individual to do, you know what happens? That mitzvah arrives at that person's doorstep. He said, sometimes you wake up in the morning and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's a mitzvah that just walked through your front door. And you can ask yourself, why me? If it came knocking on your door, it means this is a mitzvah that the Eibishter wants you to do. This person, this Adon, was the one that ended up with the Chatzi Yevet Chatzi Min Chayrin. If he ended up with the Chatzi Yevet Chatzi Min Chayrin, the Eibush is telling him, this is your mitzvah. This is your opportunity. This is your schus. This is something your neshama needs. You'll have tremendous hashpois, but you have to go ahead and make sure that you're going to put your financial considerations aside and look out for the life of this person. So like this person could go be Mekayim, the first mitzvah in the Torah, and what Yeshaya Anovi said, so he told the landlord, why are you vesechnisht? Oh, but one thing I do know, that you're the one that ended up with a tenant that is an amana mit yisoyimim. And I know it says in the Torah, you can't throw an amana yisoyimim out on the street. And as difficult as it is, and as painful as it is, at the end of the day, the Eibush is saying, das is deine mitzvah. This is something that you're supposed to do. And as a result, I understand your cheshbon rationally, because if the Eibush sent you this mitzvah, if he sent you this nisoyim, this is your mitzvah, you have to figure out how to deal with the amana and the yisoyimim. Zok the Gemara weiter. Chutz, mecheresh, shoita, v'katan v'chul. So the Mishnah said hakol chayov in Beria, and then we had a whole list of people that are potter from Ria. Chutz micheresh, shoita, katan. Something Gemara. Katani cheresh to me the shoita v'katan. It says chutz micheresh, and then it says shoita and katan. So it sounds like the cheresh is someone that's similar to the shoita and the katan. What does that mean? Mas shoita v'katan t'la b'nei deya. Just like a shoita and a katan alav b'nei deya. Right, a shoita and a katan don't have to ask. Af cheresh t'la bar deya. Obviously, the cheresh that we're talking about in our Mishnah is also someone that's not a bar das. Now, when we say that a katan, for example, is not a bar das, it doesn't mean he doesn't have das, but it means the das that the Torah said one has to have in order to be chayv a mitzvah, that level of maturity, that's something that a katan doesn't have, that's something that a shaita doesn't have, and that's something that a cheresh doesn't have. So, obviously, the cheresh that the Mishnah is describing must be a cheresh that's dumya to a shaita and a katan, and if that's the case, says the Gemara, the kamash malon, this Mishnah then, that puts the cheresh together with the shaita and the katan, which, by the way, throughout Shas, the cheresh is always together with the shaita and the katan. We're making a big deal of it in our Mishnah. From the fact that the cheresh is together with the shaita and the katan, it must be, what kind of cheresh are we talking about? We must be talking about a cheresh that, as the Gemara is about to say, is eino shoymeya ve'enoy medaber. Kidetnan, and this is really a Mishnah in Mesechtes Trumos. Cheresh yedibru chachamim b'chamotim. Wherever the Torah, wherever Chazal talked about a cheresh, it's she'eino shoymeya ve'enoy medaber. This is a cheresh that can't hear. He also can't talk. Hamedaber ve'enoy shoymeya. But let's say he can talk it, but he can't hear. Or shoymeya ve'enoy medaber. Or he can hear and he can't talk. Chayev. The halacha is he's chayev in mitzvahs, and in our case, he's going to be chayev in the mitzvah of re'iyah as well. So again, when we talk about a cheresh, there's really three types of chereshes. There's the cheresh that's eino shemeya ve'eino medaber. He can't hear, he can't talk. There's the cheresh ha-medaber ve'eino shemeya. He can talk, he just can't hear. And then there's the cheresh ha-shemeya ve'eino medaber. He can hear, but he can't talk. Zok the Gemara, from the fact that our Mishnah put the cheresh together with the shaita and the katan, it must be this is a cheresh, it's not a bardas. A cheresh ha-medaber ve'eino shemeya in svar is a bardas. If he's shemeya ve'eino medaber in svar is eichet a bardas. The only cheresh that we can entertain is not a bardas is the cheresh that's eino shemeya ve'eino medaber. And if our Mishnah put it together,
must be he's enoch shemei aveinu bedaber because he's together with the other people that are not baali das, and that's like the Mishnah in Trumos where the Mishnah says clearly keresh dibru chacham and b'chol makom it's she'enoch shemei aveinu bedaber. And the Gemara says tanina lahadu tan rabban. If that's the case, our Mishnah supports a brisa medaber aveinu shemei. If someone's medaber aveinu shemei zehu keresh shemei aveinu bedaber zehu ilim. So again, if someone's medaber but he's not shemei, that's a keresh. If someone is shemei, he can hear but he can't talk. It's an ilim. Zeh both of them are in kapich and lechol devrayim. They have a din of a pikeach. They're not potem in a mitzvahs. So you see clearly from this braisa that a cheresh that's only not shemeir, who is only not medaber, he has a din of a pikeach lechol devrayim. You see that in our Mishnah as well. Where do you see it in our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah said cheresh shoyt v'katan. Oh, cheresh shoyt v'katan sounds like the cheresh has to be the one that's similar to the shoyt and the katan, which is the inu shemei v'inu bedaber. The Gemara says, "And we might the medaber v'inu shemei ozeu cheresh shemei v'inu bedaber zeu ilim." How do you know that the one that's shemeia but can't talk is an ilim, and the one that can talk but can't hear is a cheresh? The Gemara says, "The chesiv it's a pasuk." V'ani kecheresh loy eshma. I was like a cheresh that couldn't hear. Ugilim lo yiftach piv, and I was like a ilim that was lo yiftach piv that wasn't able to talk. Iba yisema maybe from somewhere else. Kedamri inshi. The word ilim actually means ishtakil milule. The word ilim is an acronym. It means ishtakil milule. The person's speech was taken away. So obviously, the ilim is the person that's not able to talk. But what's the bottom line? Next line. Medaber ve'eni shemeya, shemeya ve'eni medaber chayv. What we're saying is that when the Mishnah says hakol chayovim b'riya chutz mi'cheresh, we mean a cheresh she'eni shemeya ve'eni medaber. But if he's medaber ve'eni shemeya or shemeya ve'eni medaber, the halacha is he'll be chayv and riya. How do you know that? Because hakol chayovim b'riya chutz mi'cheresh shoyt v'katan. So you see clearly that only the cheresh that's like the shoyt v'katan, which is not a bar das, but the one that's shemei v'ne medaber, medaber v'ne shemeya, harein kepikchem l'chol devreim, he is a bar das, and because he's a bar das, that's for that reason, he's v'nichayev in riyah. Zok to Gemara, is that true? Is it true that a medaber v'ne shemeya and a shemei v'ne medaber is chayev v'tanyo? We learned to the brayse, medaber v'ne shemeya, if someone is a cheresh that's medaber, he can talk but he can't hear, shemei v'ne medaber, or he can hear but he can't talk, potter, he's potter from riyah, that's a problem. Flat out contradiction to what we just said. We just said medaber v'ne shemeir shein v'nedaber chayiv, and here we have a brisa medaber shemeir shein v'nedaber potter. I'm a Ravina. Ravina said itay merava. Some say Rava said this is the last resort option. Always we have no choice. It's such a flat out stira that the only thing we can do is chamuke yirechayich chasure mechzira v'hachik tani. You have to say that there's missing language here, and we have to do some significant reconstructive surgery to our Mishnah. So we're going to completely reconstruct the Mishnah. And the Mishnah means like this: Hakol Chayovim Beria Ubesimcha. Well, literally, the opening line of the Masechta just changed. So it's not Hakol Chayovim Beria, but it's Hakol Chayovim Beria Ubesimcha. We're not just talking about the mitzvah of Aliyah Regel. We're also talking about the mitzvah of Simcha. That's the third of the three mitzvahs that the Rambam talked about. Chutz Micheresh Hamedaber Ve'Eino Shemeya. And Shemeya ve'ena medaber shnepot min ariya. With the exception of a cheresh, we're not talking about a shayt v'katan now. A cheresh hamedaber ve'ena shemeya, a shemeya ve'ena medaber, they're potem min ariya, like the previous price has said. Va'af al pisha potem min ariya, and even though the cheresh hamedaber ve'ena shemeya ve'ena is potem min ariya, but chayev v'simcha. He's chayv in simcha. V'she'enoi lo'i shemeya v'lo'i medaber. But the cheresh that's not shemeya and not medaber, v'shoita v'katan, that comes together with the shoita and the katan, pater af min ha-simcha, is pater even from simcha, hoyo upturi mikol mitzvah samuris b'tayra, being that they're pater from kol mitzvah samuris b'tayra, therefore they're going to be pater from the mitzvah of simcha. In other words, what we're saying is that our Mishnah is discussing really two mitzvahs, not only the mitzvah of riyah, but the mitzvah of simcha as well. And when the Mishnah said that a cheresh hamedaber v'ena shemeya and a shemeya v'ena medaber is going to be chayiv, that was the diik, what it meant was they're going to be chayiv in the mitzvah of simcha, not re'iyah. But as it relates to the mitzvah of re'iyah, a cheresh hamedaber v'ena shemeya, shemeya medaber is going to be like this second brisa that we brought, that talach is potter. So again, cheresh she'ena shemeya v'ena medaber is potter from all mitzvahs. That's easy, it's like a shayt v'katar. What if he's medaber v'ena shemeya, shemeya v'ena medaber? Then it depends. The mitzvah of riyah is going to be potter. The mitzvah of simcha, he's going to be chayiv. Tanya nami yachid tzabraisa. Hakol chayiv in b'riyah u'b'simcha. Everyone's chayiv in riyah and simcha. Chutz mi'cheresh ha'medaber v'ena shemeya shemeya v'ena medaber. Shnei pturim min ha'riyah. They're potter min ha'riyah. Va'afal b'shabot min ha'riyah. Even though they're potter min ha'riyah. But chayiv b'simcha. They're chayiv in simcha. V'as she'enu lo yishemeya v'lo yimedaber. V'shoyt v'katan. Pturim af min ha'simcha. Ha'ul pturim mikol mitzvah samuris b'tayra. If you go through the brisa a little slower, it's exactly what the brisa just said. That the enu shemeya v'ena medaber is going to be potter
min Ariya, because Ariya is different. As it relates to Simcha, they're going to be Chayiv. But if you're Einu Shemei Ve'einu Bedaber, then you're going to be Potter from Simcha as well. Let's just finish the Gemara. Ma'ishna le'inyan Ariya de Petiri, u'ma'ishna le'inyan Simcha de Mechayiv. So we just said that a Cheresh, that Shemei Ve'einu Bedaber, Bedaber Ve'einu Shemeia, is going to be Potter min Ariya. Chayiv in all mitzvahs, Chayiv in Simcha, but Potter min Ariya. There must be a reason. Why is it that they're Potter from Ariya, yet they're Chayiv in Simcha and really all mitzvahs? So the Gemara says that the reason is le'inyan Ariya. We learn a gzereshava from Hakel. It says regarding the mitzvah of Hakel. So what was Hakel? Hakel was a little similar to the mitzvah of Ali L'Regel. I mean, not mamish, but similar. Where all the yidden convened in the Makam HaMikdash. But the mitzvah of Ali L'Regel happened 3 times a year. Hakel happened once every 7 years. So Ali L'Regel happened a lot more often than Hakel did. But either way, all the yidden come. And by Hakel it says, Hakel asa'am. The nation should come, ha'anoshim, the men, va'anoshim, the women, va'ataf, and even the kids. V'ksiv, and it says, b'voy kol yisrael lirois. And it says that all the yidden are gonna come. Okay, so meaning we compare Hakel asa'al, the mitzvah of Hakel, to b'voy kol yisrael lirois, which is the mitzvah of what? Lirois is the giveaway. Re'iyah. So we compare Hakel to Re'iyah, and just like Hakel, the halacha is that a cheresh hamedaber v'ne shemeya, or a shemeya v'ne medaber is potter. So too, when it comes to Re'iyah, they're going to be potter as well. So the Gemara says, v'hasam yinol, how do you know that they're potter from Hakel? Because they're potter from Hakel, they're potter from Re'iyah. But how do you know they're potter from Hakel? The chsiv, the pasuk says, l'man yishmu'u, Ulaman Yomud. But Tanya, we learned in the Brayis. So Laman Yishma. The purpose of Hakel is to hear. Prat Lamedaber Veishemei. If somebody can't hear, so he's potter from Hakel. Ulaman Yomudu. It says Laman Yomudu. Prat Lishemei Veinibedaber. As opposed to someone that can't talk. Because if a person can't talk, then he can't learn. Samar says, well, if a person can't hear, then he's not Laman Yishmu. But because a person can't talk, he can read, he can hear. That means he can't learn. You mean to tell me that if a person can't talk, he can't learn? I'll tell you what Meister Shahid Gemara says. There were two ilmi, two people that were ilames. They couldn't talk. And they were in, they lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi. B'nei Barte, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. They were the sons of the daughter of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. The Amri la, some say, B'nei Achseid Rabbi Yochanan. Some say they were the sons of the sister Rabbi Yochanan. Chol emes to have a ayli Rabbi the way in Joshua. And whenever Rabbi would come into Beis Medrash to give shir, have a ayli v'yasvi kamayu. So these two ilmim, they were never able to talk. They would sit, U'menai debere shayu. And they would chuckle the cup. U'merachshin sifavase. And they would move their lips. But no one ever heard anything come out of their mouth. So Rebbe sees these two boys that they're coming, they're always listening and their lips are moving and they're going through all the motions. And Rebbe Pashit felt bad. So the Gemara says, Uboi Rebbe Rachmi Olayo, Rebbe Davin for them. Now what happens if Rebbe Davin for them? That's easy. The Itzu. And they had a refuah. The Shtakach. And they found out that these two Chevra have a Gmiri Hilchasa Vesifra Vesifri Vekula Tamu. They knew Kala Taira Kula. So these were two people that they were absorbing out. They just couldn't communicate. They just couldn't talk. But just because somebody can't talk, that doesn't mean he can't. And learn. So Laman Yishmu by Hakel, you want to tell me, is Memayit someone that's in a Shemei? I understand. Laman Yishmu, you have to be able to hear. But Laman Yomudu, why is that Memayit someone that can't talk? Someone that can't talk can't learn? Number one, Svara, why should that be? And besides, Amayit Shahayah with these two ilmim, they knew Kala Tairakula, literally, and they couldn't talk. So the Gemara says, Amar Mazutra, Mazutra said, no, that wasn't the Drasha. The Drasha of Hakel is not Laman Yishmu, Laman Yomudu. You know what the Drasha is? Kari Bey, Laman Yalamedu. You go to Hakel to hear? And to be able to say over, and to be able to teach. And an Elaim, even though he could learn, but he can't teach. Because how's it possible for him to be able to give over Torah if he can't talk? We once spoke out in Aruch Laner, Pia Pascha Bechachma, V'Toyras Chesed Al Rishoyna. The Gemara says, V'chiyesh, Torah Shal Chesed, V'Toyras She'inu Shal Chesed. Someone that learns Torah, that's Torah. If someone teaches Torah, then other people are benefiting from his Torah. That's Torah Shal Chesed. So the Aruch Laner said, a person can learn Torah even without opening his mouth. A person can learn Torah, a maharib divrei Torah, according to the Vilna Gaon, has to make berachas haTorah. V'agisa b'yoyim avalayli, you can learn Torah b'machshava, but you can't teach Torah b'machshava. Pia pascha b'chachma. When a person she opens her mouth, the Torah s'chesed al l'shayna, because it has to be pia b'chachma. So these two ilmim, they were able to learn. L'man yomudu wasn't the problem. Of l'man yilamedu, that they couldn't hackle. There's a tanai. L'man yishmu, l'man yilamedu. Rav Ashi Yomer, Rav Ashi said he heard what Marzutra said. He says pasha Marzutra, vadli l'man yilamedu. You're 100% right. The way you read this word is not Laman Yomadu, it's Laman Yomadu. How do I do this? Because then you're going to tell me what it means is Laman Yomadu. And what's it coming to be in mind? Someone that can't learn. If you're telling me that maybe Laman Yomadu is coming to be in mind in Eli because he can't talk. And because he can't talk, he also can't learn. Again, which the Gemara says it didn't understand. But Why would you need a separate pasuk to tell me that someone that can't learn is pater from hakel? Once it says l'man yishmu, that a person can't hear is pater from hakel, then any person that can't learn should be pater from hakel. Because why is someone that can't hear pater from hakel? Because he can't hear? No, because he can't learn. He can't absorb what's happening. So any person that can't absorb what's happening should be pater. If there's a second drasha, must be coming to teach me something I want to know from the first drasha. To be my mind, someone that can't learn, I know from l'man yishmu. Must be, we're talking about someone that could learn. He just can't teach. And this person is also going to be excluded because of l'man yishmu. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that when it says in the Mishnah, Hakol chayavim b'riyah, chutz mi'cheresh, what does cheresh mean? It really means two things, because the Mishnah is not the way it's presented. But rather, there's a chasure mechsra, there's a hachik ketani. The Mishnah is talking about two mitzvahs, not just the mitzvah of Riyah, the mitzvah of Riyah and the mitzvah of Simcha. As it relates to the mitzvah of Simcha, only a cheresh, that's in a medabiv in a shemeyah's potter. As it relates to the mitzvah of Riyah, a much bigger chiddush. Even a cheresh, a medabiv in a shemeyah, someone that has a din of a pikeach and kola toirakulo. But when it comes to the mitzvah of Riyah, he's going to be potter. Why? Because just like he's potter from the mitzvah of hakel, leman yishmu, leman yilamedu, so too this person is going to be potter from the mitzvah of Riyah as well. So it got late early. We had two raid bites saved. We'll only mention one, and then Metz Hashem, we have a lot of time with coming dafin to be able to speak out a lot of raid. But just to end with one ha'ara. So when I was a bacher in Eretz Yisrael, I had the schus of having a sheiches to Hagoyin Hagadol, Reb Shmuel Yankiv Bornstein, Zechet Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. And he had given me many kuntresen that he had written. They weren't published. Some of them still haven't been published. But different kuntresen that he had written on different topics. So one of the kuntresen that he gave me was a kuntres on tfilos l'sholosh regalim. So he wrote a pirish on the tfilos of sholosh regalim. Tfilos that we're all very familiar with. Not just the words, with the nigan oichet. So he wrote a kuntres on tfilos of sholosh regalim. In that kuntres, on the words, Ve'ein anachnu yecholim, lalois v'leirois, u'lishtachavois lefonecha, he brings something beautiful that he heard from Hagoyin Hagadol, Rav Moshe Shapira. So he said that he heard this, he was very close to Rav Moshe Shapira, he heard this from Rav Moshe Shapira, and he obviously liked it so much that he included it in his kuntres, even though the entire kuntres is his chedushim, but this is Reb Shmuel Yankiv being Omer Dova B'Shem Omeroi for a Moshe Shapiro, something beautiful that really, if you misplain it for a minute, it could change the way you see Musaf L'Sholosh Regal. It's just so poshit, but it just brings out something very, very nicely. But with one Hakdamas, again, we're learning now the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regal. And just to appreciate how important the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regal is, L'Shoinei Hazov Shel HaRambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBchira. So the Rambam has a whole section of Avoida, right? This is the Briska Chelik in the Rambam. Avoida, that's where all the Kachem is. Maisa Karbonis, Bias HaMikdash, Psuli HaMikdashim, Kli HaMikdash. The first section of Halachos in the Avoida section of the Rambam Ziyad Chazaka is Hilchas Beis HaBchira. The first Halach in Hilchas Beis HaBchira. So this is literally Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 in the Rambam's Avoida, in the Rambam's Hilchas Beis HaBchira. So the Rambam says as follows. Mitzvah Saseh, there's a mitzvah Deirai, so Lasso is Bayis Lashem, to build the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? So the Rambam gives us a two-line answer. He says, number one, it should be Muchon Liyos Makriven by a Karbonis. Need a place to be able to bring karbonis. Karbonis is a big part of Yiddishkeit. Where do you bring karbonis? You can't just bring it anywhere. Once upon a time, there were bummers, but for the most part, you can't just bring it anywhere. So you need a makom. What's the makom? That's the Beis HaMikdash. Additionally, v'chayge g'neilov. There's an inyan to go to the Beis HaMikdash shalosh pamim bashana, 3 times a year. So the Rambam says, what's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? It's twofold. Two dinim. There's 2 reasons there's a Beis HaMikdash. Number one, there's a Beis HaMikdash liyos makriven by our karbonis. It should be a place you should be able to bring karbonis. And number two, the chayig in elav, it's a place that you should be able to be oil regal. So the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is number one, karbonis, all the karbonis, the whole gamut of karbonis. In addition to that, there's another reason why there's a Beis HaMikdash. The other reason that there's a Beis HaMikdash is the chayig in elav shalosh pamim, because it says in the Torah shalosh pamim mashani yirah kol surcha, and the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel is so important that doesn't the tachlis gar from the Beis HaMikdash. 2 purposes. Number one, bring karbonis. Liyos makriven by a karbonis. And number two, Aliyah L'Regel, the chaygigin elav, shalosh pamim. So Rav Shmuel Yankiv said that he heard from Ramosha Shapiro. He said that that's pshat we say in davening. U'mipnei chata'inu gotlinu me'artzeinu.
V'nisrachaknu me'alad maseinu. Because of our averis, we were sent into Galus, and we're far away from our homeland. And we're not able to go up and to be oil regal in the Beis HaMikdash. Additionally, we're not able to bring the karbonos that we're supposed to bring in the Beis HaMikdash. So Moshe Shapiro said that because of the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, there's two things we can't do. Number one, number two, what are these two things? It's the two things that the Rambam says right in the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBchira. Mitzvah says, "Lasis Beis Hashem Muchon Liyos Makrivim Boya Karbonos V'Choygigin Elav Sholish Pame Bashano." So, Klapi V'Choygigin Elav Sholish Pame Bashano, we say, "Ve'en Anachnu Yecholim Lalois V'Leirois Ulishtach V'Slefanecha." We can't be Choygig Elav Sholish Pame. That's one of the purposes of the Beis HaMikdash. We can't fulfill that. And Klapi, the first thing that the Rambam said, Liyos Muchon Lias Makriven by a Karbonos, the last is Chayveseinu, but Veis Bechirasecha, all the Chiyuvim, all the obligations that we have for a Beis HaMikdash, this is not something that we're able to do. But then Rav Moshe Shapiro said something again. How many times have we said Musaf L'Sholish Regalim, right? And the Bali Tefillah have said it probably twice as many times. But the bottom line is, so many times that we've gone through it, and maybe we never made this deal. So what do we continue in Mipnei Chatoeno? So we sing Yirotzen Ulfanach, Nusach Svar, Shem Alekainu Velekav Yiseinu, Melech Rachamim. Shetoshuv Usrachim Aleinu. Right, we come with a whole tefillah. Have rachmanis on us. What's the rachmanis? Rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And then we say again, Avinu Malkeinu, Galei Kvoy Malchuscha Aleinu Mehero. It's a long expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ratzon, Avinu Malkeinu, V'Avienu L'Tzion. Right? It's a tefillah. What do we want? We want to base the Mikdash. Why? Because V'Sham Nasa L'Fanechas Karbonos Chay V'Seinu T'midim Kitzidrum S'afim Kolchasam. It's like this will be able to bring our karbonos. V'es Musav, depending on if it's Shabbos or Matzah Shfu or Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, Yoyim Chag HaMatzah Zeh, Tzun Pesach, Nasa V'Nak L'Fanecha B'Yahavu, K'mitzvah Ritzaynecha, K'moish Shekhasav T'Lein B'Soyer Sechad Dei Moish Avdecha, B'Pichu Edecha. So we come with a whole tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us back the Beis HaMikdash, Yiratzeh Milfanecha, Avinu Malkeinu, V'Avienu L'Tzion Ircha Barina. Why? So we should be able to bring your karbonos. Then, immediately afterwards, we say over the Musaf, Nachat Tefillah. Elekeinu velekav yiseinu. Melech rachamon rachim aleinu. Toivu meitev yidoresh lanu. Shuv eileinu b'amoin rachamecho. Bnei veischa kivatchila v'choyne mikdashcha al mechoynoi. V'areinu b'vinyonoi. V'hashiv kianim lavidosam. V'hashiv Yisrael inveyem. Again, why are we saying the tefillah again? We just said a tefillah. We just finished with a whole tefillah. So why are we chazering up? Why a tefillah again? Again, we said this Shemayin Esther so many times. A whole tefillah, Yiratzei Milfanech Hashem Elikeinu. And then Noch Oitcha Hashem, Elikeinu Velikav Yiseinu, Melech Rachamon, Nochamon Mitenigin. And why is there, we just said a tefillah a second ago for the Beis HaMikdash. We asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu in seven different ways. Yiratzei Novinu, Malkeinu, Gale, everything. We said everything we could possibly say. We expressed every hergish that we understand we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. It's not good. It's not the way it's supposed to be. It's because of our avodas. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please have Rachmanis on us and give us back the Beis HaMikdash. Then all of a sudden, we start Oitchas. So said Reb Shmuel Yankiv, the name of Moshe Shapiro. He said, look closely what we're saying. He said, the first time we asked for the Beis HaMikdash, what's the punchline? V'sham nasa lefanechas karbon oitzchai v'seinu, t'midim kisidam u'musafim kilchazam, v'es musav nasa v'nak lefanecha b'yahava. The second time, it's alikeinu v'lekev v'seinu, after the end of the whole tefillah, it's v'sham nala v'neira v'neshtacha v'lefanecha v'sholish pami regalenu, kakosu b'teira secha sholish pami v'ashana yeira kol schorchas p'nei Hashem alikecha, ba'mokem asha yivcha b'chagamatzit chagashuz. It's so clear. The first tefillah is all about we should be able to bring karbanos, the karban musaf, and all the karbanos that we're supposed to bring. The second is all about the mitzvah of Ayla Rega. The Rambam says there's two purposes of the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvah saseh lasis bayis lashem muchon liyos makriven baya karbanos v'choygi ginei lov sholesh pamim bashanah.
There's two purposes. From the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we lost that on both. And that's how we started with Pnei Chataenu. That the Ein Anachnu Yecholim, number one, Lalis V'lei Rois V'lishtach V'es Lefanecha. And number two, V'lasis Chav Yisena B'veis B'chirasecha. And then we come with a Tefillah. But instead of merging the two things, we have a special Tefillah for each of these two things that we're davening for. The first Tefillah is Yiratzim V'lfanecha, Hashem Alekeinu V'lkev Yisena, Melech Rachamon, Avinu Malkeinu, Galik V'id Malchuscha, V'avienu L'tzircha. What do we want? V'sham Nasla V'nach. We want a bias that's Lashem, that's Muchan Lias Makriven by our Karbanas. And then we say another tefillah. And it's again, Elikeinu V'leike Aviseinu. Melech Rachem and Rachem Aleinu. With the whole Ganskai, with the whole Hakdom. And what's the purpose of that? It's V'shom Nalev V'neirov V'neshtachav L'fanecha B'sholish Pamir Galeinu Kakosu B'tayrasecha. So that we should have a bias Lashem that's Muchan, so that we can be Choyge Gelov Sholish Pamir Mashana. These are the two reasons that we have a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. These are the two tachlisim of the Beis HaMikdash. These are the two things that we're emphasizing in the tefillah of Musaf on Shalish Regalim. It's two completely separate tefillahs. It feels redundant. Then again, because we're focusing on two different agendas. The first one is it's a tefillah that we should be able to bring the karbanos of Yontif. And the second one is a tefillah that we should be able to mekayim the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rega, which is the topic of the beginning of Masechtas Chagiga, some real geshmak edafim, some freilich edafim that are coming, Chagiga, kishmai kachi, that's exactly what's on its way. And Mitzvah Shem, looking forward to more raid related to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rega.